Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to bless the Lord tonight? Father, we honor you and we lift your name. For your name is above all names. That's why we praise you and we worship you. If you know what, sing along with me. Say,
Son of Man, Son of Righteousness, King of the earth, for sinners slain.
He died for you and he died for me. Jesus is Lord. I said, Jesus is Lord. It's time that we live as if he is our Lord. Hold on. For many of us, he's our Savior, but he's not our Lord. We were drowning in the pool of sin, and he rescued us like a lifeguard. But he is not our life coach. Jesus did not just die to save us, but he died to lead us. Let's not just make him our Savior. Let's make him our Lord. Is he Lord of anybody's life out here? Say, Jesus is Lord. Many of us get saved and we give God our hearts. And we're not going to hell. We're grateful for that. But we still do us. We make our own decisions about our relationships. We make our own decisions about our finances. We make our own decisions about our direction in life. When he asked us, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, because I'm the Lord. Lord means head. On a human, head is on top. That means I'm under him. On an animal, the head is in front. That means I follow him. So if he's my Lord, I'm under him. I follow him. All right, y'all already heard the preacher. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out real quick. My mentor said many of us are vampire Christians. Isn't that scary? In other words, we just want the blood, but not his hand. We just want his blood to save us and rescue us, but we don't want his hand to lead and guide us. Let's not just be vampire Christians. This is not the Breaking of Dawn. What's the movie called? Twilight. I don't just want the blood. When they pierced him in the side, blood and water came out. Blood for my sins and water to cleanse my life. Tell somebody, I want the blood and the water. So, Lord, don't just be our Savior. Don't be our lifeguard only, but be our life coach. Don't just say.
That's in my soul. Oh, your resurrection power burns like fire in my heart. When waters rise, I lift my eyes up to your throne.
No surrender, no retreat. We are. chain is breakable with you. We are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts. You are greater than the dark. With you, we are victorious.
Wardell Potts for WDKK Radio on Wardell's Praise Music Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed weekend so far. We still got a little bit more to go, at least here on the West Coast. I know the East Coast, you guys are 3 hours ahead, so it's the evening. But hey, I mean, that's still time, you know, so time to be with your family and then kick back, relax, have dinner and, you know, all the great stuff. Enjoy each other, talking about school and work and relationships and all those beautiful things that families do. Praise God for that. As a matter of fact, let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you so very much for just being an awesome God that you are. How often you come through for us. You take care of us. You look out for us. You show your face. You spread your mercy and your blessings all around us. And we love you so very much for it, for we know we could not do half the things, maybe even more, anything that we do, Father, without your love. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son here to give his life for us, but even more importantly, sharing your word and so that others could go out and do the same as your disciples and bless the rest of us so that we knew or we would know who you are. And we thank you so much, Father. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you always do what you don't have to do because you are so amazing and we love you so much for it. Thank you, Father. We love you very much. In Jesus' name, we thank you for everything. Amen. So, I just, you know, guys, I posted something about knowing about getting your blessings from anywhere and anyone, you know. And I wanted to put more, but I was having a problem with we couldn't get it to, I couldn't get all my information in there for whatever reason. So something's going on with the website, and we're going to have to check on that. But in the meantime, I had an amazing time today at my church. It was absolutely amazing, you know. And the devil is always busy, and you know, we know, right? And I try so hard to try to stay attached to my brothers in Christ who I do Bible studies with, and, you know, the people that just help me to, you know, stay close to God, stay close to God's word, and let that be my GPS. Just, you know, keep redirecting me from that old man inside of me that wants, you know, to do its own will and not do God's will. And so I'm so grateful for those brothers who are just so awesome and so dedicated to the purpose and of what this whole study thing is about. It is truly a blessing. If you don't have a small group that you go into, I think you should try to find one, because it's an amazing opportunity. Mine happened to be all men, you know, because we talk about issues, men issues. We talk about stuff that you may not want another woman to hear. And they have women's groups as well for women to talk about women things that maybe they might be a little uncomfortable talking about it in front of a man. So, and then they have the groups for, you know, married people, and then, you know, men and women. So it's all kind of small groups, but I think any of them, you know, is better than none. And so, you know, I'm encourage you to try to find a small group to get involved in, and just build this community around you that will support you through whatever it is you're going through. And sometimes it's not even about you, but it's how you could bless someone else that may need you. And let God use you to get what his work done through you. So be a blessing to someone. You know, I'm going to tell you, it was a really difficult, this week was kind of tough because there was a lot on my plate and dealing with a lot of stuff. And I had no time to rest. That's the problem. I don't mind the stuff. It's just your body has to have a certain amount of rest for it to function properly. If you don't give it that amount of rest, it starts to break down, and, you know, and you can feel it, and I feel it. My body is just, like, crying for sleep. I'm going around my friends, and they say, wake up, Wardell, wake up. You know, I'm like, I'm so tired, but I'm really, really got the grind going, trying to get things done and make a better future for my children and my grandchildren. So, but anyway, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, you know, life is busy. So it was such a busy week. And then at the end of the week, Saturday, I get this phone call like at 5 o'clock in the morning from my daughter that my oldest son is having some difficulties with the police. And so I'm like, whoa, are you serious? And so I'm trying to get all the detailed information. We were going back and forth. Ultimately, they made a bad judgment. Him being a young black Indian, you know, he's mixed, but, you know, he looks black, and he's driving at nighttime, and, I mean, you know, he's going on 23 years old. They pulled him over and made a really bad decision, determination. They had his car impounded. They thought he was under the influence of alcohol, and they took him down and locked him up and hadn't done any kind of test on him at all. So, because they didn't have anything. So they had to order this and all that stuff. So anyway, long story short, they ended up doing this blood test on him, which is more accurate, and there was no alcohol in the system. So they said, okay, well, you know, we're going to still keep you. And they kept him longer until they thought it was time to let him go. Then they let him go, and he said, what about my car? And they want him to go pay $400 to get the car out. Well, he don't have that. He didn't, you know, he's not riding around with just extra money. He's a young man, just got a baby on the way, a fiance, he's getting ready to get married, and, you know, and he's a struggling young man, but, you know, he's doing his own thing. He's working hard every day and paying for this place for by himself and got two cars, you know, so he's got a grind going as well. And for someone to tell him out of the blue, you got to pay this, it's just wrong, especially because he didn't do anything wrong. So then, you know, between me and his mom, you know, his mom picked him up and I paid for it. But I was frustrated because I didn't want to pay that. I don't have it to pay. Just give him $400 to the police department for impounding his car illegally. He didn't do anything wrong. So it was very frustrating for me. And so I tried not to take it to church. So we prayed about it and prayed about it. And so I said, I'm going to deal with this on Monday with the police department. And so I went to church today, was praising God with all, you know, the family of Christ, and we were just having a wonderful, wonderful time. And one of my great friends, a saxophone player by the name of Doug, was playing his heart out. His family was here. We had a wonderful praise and worship time. And Pastor Dan preached his heart out, of course. Then after the service, I was just sitting there and talking to a couple other people. And lo and behold, someone walked up to me and just was talking, sat there while I was talking, everything, and said, hold it right here, I'll be right back. And went to his wife, I believe, I'm not sure, but he came back and gave me a check for $1,000. And I said, whoa. But I didn't even know. I didn't pay attention. I just thought it was a, you know, he's writing a check to me as a gift and to help me out, just to bless me or whatever. And I said, well, I even asked him, why are you doing this? He says, I just want to be a part of God's, you know, will, you know. And so this is something that I believe I can do for you. God's telling me to do this. So I'm like, whoa, okay, thank you. And I didn't even open it up. I was just very excited and thanked him so much. And then I talked to the pastor's wife, and I showed her and my friend Rob, and I showed them, look, he gave me this just out of the blue, and I showed them this check, and the check was for $1,000, and I said, whoa, he must have made a mistake. So I ran outside to catch him, and I said, hey, I think you made a mistake. This check says $1,000. He says, I know. And I said, no, give me $1,000. Yes, he gave it. He said, I'm doing God's will. And, man, I tell you guys, I just put my arms around him, and I just said, thank you so much. And I just start crying because, you know, that's someone that's just following God's lead, and I happen to be the recipient of it. And so I felt so blessed. I felt like God was covering, you know, the stress that I had last night with my son's situation. And it's just, he is amazing. So we never know where the blessings are going to come from. We never know, but God knows. He's listening. Even if we think he's not, he's listening, and we pray. Sometimes I'm praying, and I feel like I'm just praying. But God listens, and I am so grateful, you know, to him for that. So you just never know who's going to bless you. Always be prepared for God to do what God does. And he is an amazing God, and I love him so much. And hold on, I think I got somebody on the line here. I want to see if that's Angel Eyes. Angel, is that you there?
Hey, Wardell, how are you?
Hi, Angel. Now, I don't know if you wanted to come on the radio, but, you know, I saw your number there. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to your story. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I know. It's a beautiful story. God is so good. He's so faithful all the time.
Yes, God, yes. He's awesome. And, you know, everything that happened to your son, is correct?
Yes.
Everything that went on with your son, I mean, it's absolutely amazing how things like that happen. And, you know, they call it just or justice when it's
right,
so wrong.
Right.
When it's so wrong.
It's so wrong.
It happens all the time, you know. I've had my brothers, you know, they, my brothers and cousins, they have very nice cars, and they work very hard to have them. And
right.
when they, legally, they work hard to have them,
mm-hmm.
when you say that.
Right, right.
And, you know, when they go in some areas, you know, they're followed or something like that, and they feel like they've obtained these cars in an illegal manner. Not everyone is going to do that. You know, true enough, they like to soup them up with the rims and the this and the that, you know, make them look really nice. And they're followed sometimes, and they've even stopped them on many occasions. But I guess the one thing that kind of turned them off from going any further is the fact that several of my relatives have degrees in criminal justice, and they know their rights, and they were able to spill those rights to them and let them know in certain terms that, you know, if you go forth with whatever you're trying to do, I'm going to go forth and sue the department. And they let them go. But I for the ones who don't know how to speak with them, you know, they get in some real major trouble here.
Right.
I just hate
I
that.
Know.
And then
it's sad. It's so sad.
It is. It's very sad. It's very sad. But it's amazing how God is. You know, he just comes in and he just says, you know what, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to take care of that. And then some.
Well,
I'm going to give you some extra for your trouble.
Right. And, you know,
double for your trouble, because that was what? More than double for your trouble.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's truly a blessing. And I just, I couldn't believe it happened. And but I was so, I knew why. And I just, and I remember we were praying about, we actually prayed, this is the best part, we prayed the night before for all of our children. And
yeah.
then that happened, and then we prayed again the night after. And so then all of a sudden on Sunday, the blessing came. It's like, whoa! You know, so sandwiching, it was like putting my children in a sandwich of prayers, you know, and just if we're always trying to cover our children with the Spirit of God, because you just never know where it's going to come from. And you just got to try to be proactive and just a little ahead of the curveball. And even though I felt I got hit by it and my child got hit by it, at the end of the day, I knew that God had took care of it. So praise God for being who he is.
Definitely,
the great
definitely.
Almighty. And how was your day at church? Did you get a chance to? I know you doing your ministry and all
go.
That.
I did not go to church today. I was not feeling at my best. And
I can still hear that.
Yeah, you know, I've been very tired from, you know, the week. I'm off all this week, which is good. But, you know, with the change of weather, my body just goes through a series of changes. And,
now, you remember when we did the show on Friday and Carolyn Griffey
mm-hmm.
was not feeling well, and I said, I heard an angel's voice, too. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't have a cold or nothing.
You
like
just,
that.
you just beat up.
I'm just fatigued, and a lot of that has nothing to do with on the Friday either. It has, you know, like from thereafter, you know, I was really busy on. I was really busy on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And with the grandbaby, and he wears
all right.
it completely. But the weather is getting so cool here. That it's taking my body through changes, because I have arthritis in my lower back and down my leg, and the cold weather is starting to make me ache.
Ah, I got you.
So my body got to get used to this cold again.
Yeah.
And, you know, got to adjust.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, keep it warm. Keep your body, you know, warm. Keep yourself warm now. Now, let me just ask you this. You have any particular songs that you like to play?
Well, I'm not in the mode of playing it, but I don't know if you had ever downloaded that song that I had requested from you.
Oh, Lord, that's a big no. I wish I wouldn't open my big mouth.
I know, right? Oh. So, no, anything is fine.
Okay.
Anything is fine. Maybe the next time you'll have it downloaded.
Okay. Yeah, I have to do that for sure. I won't let you know I'm on the radio without having it.
Oh, no.
Set myself up. But listen,
do.
I want you to feel better. I hope you feel better. Are you going to just listen or you want to be a part? It's up to you, whatever you want to do. But I do appreciate you, logging in to the show.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. I don't mind talking.
Okay.
Whatever. You can
all
go.
All right. Well, I'm going to play this amazing song. It's called Agnes Dei. And it's by Michael W. Smith. It's a beautiful song we played today in church. And it's just so beautiful. Listen to the words, okay? And we'll be right back with Wardell Potts and Angel Eyes on WDKK Radio.
Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels fly before. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we have, absolutely. Lord, you're mine. We have to claim him. We have to claim him in the name of Jesus Christ, huh? Anyway, I'm so grateful that Angel came on, and Angel, we're praying for you, and we hope you feel better. Get some rest. You're off this whole week, you said, so hallelujah. I didn't know schools were out this week, or is there a holiday or something going on? I don't know. But then she's back east too, so it's a total different school time than it is out here in California. But I have a lady that wants to come on and say a few things, so I'm gonna bring her on right now. So here we go. How you doing there?
Hey, I'm doing great today. I was listening to the show and your comments about how God works in very special ways in the lives of people, and that someone did something really wonderful today to bless you, and I think he recognizes what a wonderful heart you have, and he was there, I think, because God told him to do what he did by handing you that check. I mean, I know it's been a tough week for you, so I just believe he could recognize that when you were playing today at church, you were really in the pocket, and you were really there, you know, feeling God and feeling God's presence and Holy Spirit there. So I think it's wonderful that the Holy Spirit moves people to help others.
Absolutely. It is amazing. And, you know, when I was playing, most of the time when I play, I call out to Jesus and the Holy Spirit to help me to glorify his name through my music, through what I'm playing. And it's a personal thing between me, the drums, and Christ, because he gave me the gift, and I want to really be able to play good for him. And the Holy Spirit is what he left here to help us and to redirect us. So I'm always pulling on the Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me do a good job for Jesus. Come on, you know, help me. So it's really personal, and I take it personal, and I love it. I just love playing for him. So if that's what you got out of that, then great, because that's exactly where my heart is.
Well, I think you've had a lot of things happening to you this week, and I understand that you've had a friend that's been very sick, and I have a feeling that the Holy Spirit was in that church today also because of your friend who was playing the sax.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Holy Spirit's always in that church.
For sure.
Yeah, that church is, my church to me is, Jesus is the centerpiece of that church, and we're a community that we all collectively work together to bring people closer to Christ. And everybody has a different job, so to speak, and they have different roles that they play. And God is in control, and he set this whole thing up. And so if we all are doing our parts, you know, it just makes it all that much better. And I believe that this member of the church who did that was just doing what he felt God would have him to do, him and his wife, and because it's their income, it's their money. So, and I thank both of them from the bottom of my heart, and I just, you know, I don't want to make this about just that, but it's not about me as much as it is about God and how amazing he is. So, but thank you for your words of encouragement. So, so how was your week?
My week is often influenced by the people that surround me. And, you know, I think it's been a great week because I've had family into my home. So I had a Texas nephew come into California to be with me and explore the beach and be with us as a family. And it was absolutely fantastic to have a 26-year-old around.
26?
26.
Oh, wow.
He solved problems in my homes with the people that live with in my home that were not able to get telephone reception. I think this technology skills really made everything work well for everyone in my home, and it was such a pleasure to have my nephew here. And then, of course, I got to spend the day with grandchildren, and so that was a real blessing. My daughter-in-law was absolutely fantastic, and we had a quiet day with a walk and then a movie and hot tea. So it's been a very, very blessed week. But at the same time, I've seen other people in my life hurting this week. And when they hurt and I love them, you know, it makes me hurt too for them. So, but I know God is working in their lives and it's all going to be okay.
Praise God. You know, that's really good to hear. I just want to thank you so much for being a part of WDKK and sharing, you know, things that's happening in your life and staying close to Christ. And so thank you again. You're very sweet. I want to play another song because this is a praise and worship show, but I get a little busy talking a lot. But it's great. I just want to share. We only have 7 minutes left in the show, so I'm probably going to play one more song. But I really appreciate all you guys, and I just want to say have a blessed and beautiful week. And whatever you do, you know, make sure you keep Christ close to you and read the Bible. Read the Word of God. Get it inside of you, okay? It is so important. I've learned that in my small group, and I told you guys earlier in the program, if you're not with any small group, try to find one that will fit you. It is so important. It will really bless you, and you will love it. So anyway, you guys have a blessed and wonderful week. Thanks so much for tuning in to WDKK Radio, Wardell's Praise Music Show. We love you. God bless you. Take care and enjoy Hosanna by my man Israel Holton on WDKK.
Hosanna in the highest. Let our King